On the line now, I have Ciarán Mahoney, Senior Committee Officer for the Men's Sheds. Hello, Ciarán, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, this is a great phenomenon, I have to say, the Men's Sheds. So, give us a bit of background to it.
Okay, well, I've been involved for probably about 2 years now in the... Well, I was in the North Central area, now in the North West, in relation to Men's Sheds. But it started off, I suppose, in Australia about, say, maybe the start of the, let me see, 5-6 years ago, about 2009, I'd say, maybe slightly earlier, and it caught on very quickly. And in Ireland, the Men's Sheds have been running for a number of years now. There's a main organisation called the Irish Men's Sheds Association, and they were based in Goree, and now they've moved up to Ballymun, and they handle a lot of the queries around men's sheds, and they support men's sheds throughout the country. Now, apparently there's over 300 men's sheds now in Ireland, which is a huge phenomenon, as you said. I'm involved as an advocate for the men's sheds. I work in Dublin City Council. My involvement came through my work in the community, and suppose the experience of maybe not being able to, I suppose, maintain men's groups, or that men were harder to get out of the house to come to groups. And we found there was a gap around the retired men mm-hmm. age in the area I was working in, which was Coolock area. So, I got some support from one of the men who had been an advocate who was involved in the Men's Sheds Association with other sheds in Dublin, and he kind of gave us a leg up. And we basically just... What, you know, I suppose the advice around setting up a men's shed is a lot of it's done by volunteers in the community around the country. There's a great camaraderie between groups and helping out. So if there's people with an interest in the men's sheds, the first person to contact is the Men's Sheds Association, which I can give the website out, is www.mensheds.ie. Then I suppose what you need is a group of men, it doesn't matter what age, over 18, and you know, there's no, you know, upper limit. And I suppose you need to just hold an initial meeting, and then one of the advocates usually comes along and does a presentation to give you a bit more information and how to get going. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a summary there. If you want to ask me more specific questions, or do you want me to just...
Well, I was just going to ask you about... Yep. I know you're there 2 years. You're with the Dublin City Council, Ciarán.
I'm with Dublin City Council, yeah.
A couple of things I want to ask you about it is, of course, the obvious thing there, because you mentioned the age, that the profile has changed since the instigation of the men's sheds, where, as you said, retired men. But now it's all ages now. Have part-time jobs, unemployed,
exactly.
Whatever.
Initially, I think... it grew out of the unemployment issue during the recession, and I think down the country as well, there was a lot of people who were stuck without jobs, and in Dublin as well. But down the country, I think there was a, you know, smaller towns where there was people who were not idle, but they were looking for something to do, and they felt very unproductive, and they started to take on community projects. Now, the symbol of the shed is, I suppose, comes from. Starts in the outback of Australia, where, like, traditionally men worked in a shed. So a lot of the sheds that have been set up are what I would call as working sheds. They do they manufacture wooden products and stuff like that, and they help each other around different tasks. Some of the groups I've been involved in have been of the retired age, and that just depends on the area. You know, depending on the need of the area, as I said, they are generally open to all ages. And some of the groups that I've been linked in with are more interested in social element and meeting up and having a chat and playing cards or whatever, and going on some trips out with other people their own age. So it really depends on what people need in their life. I'm working with a group up in Ballymun now that are really desperately trying to find a premises, and we're trying to help them to get a premises because they feel that there would be a lot of younger men that would be interested to come along and take on the manufacturing of certain products. And so it really depends. I think the ethos of the men's sheds is that it's open to all. the way it's run and that, it really depends by on the group, because the group take on the running of it themselves, and they usually form a kind of a committee structure. It doesn't have to be so formal, but then it kind of builds up. There's a lot of support from the Men's Shed Association and from different sheds around what things work, how to get constitutions done, the health and safety issues, insurance and that sort of stuff, which is really important in terms of the different sheds. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just a kind of a rundown. But as you said there, yeah, there's no limit on age. I mean, the ones I've been involved in, the one in Priorswood, which is quite a successful group, and the men are all over 60, it just so happens. And I think there's someone in their 50s, but it's not that they have to be. It just so happens that they're the people who have more time. But, you know, I'm in my 40s. I'm in that group as a facilitator at times, but I come and go, and there's certainly no feel of you should be a certain age to fit in. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested, they should really check out the local men's shed.
Okay. One of the things you said there, Ciarán, I suppose the biggest handicap that they might have, as you mentioned there, is premises. Because there could be a lot of people listening now saying, that's great, or as you said, people have come to you and said, okay. So how hard is it to get premises?
I think in Dublin it's harder in general. You hear different things. There's a group in Finglas who are literally setting up, and they've been given a premise. I'm not so sure about, I have to follow up on that, but I think it can be the luck of the draw. In some parishes, the parish have land or they have a building. It's harder in Dublin because, premises is much more commercially viable, and often rent can be an issue. So depending on where you are, like we have a few sheds. Well, I say we, myself and my colleague at the time, Hugh Flanagan, he's still working down in, I've just moved a few miles up the road to another office, but I'm still linked in. The sheds we were involved in down there, he's still involved. They're all running one morning a week. I think that's a good start. Mm. And none of them have their own premises yet. So it is possible to kind of get a leg up around, you know, getting a morning or an afternoon in a centre, parish centre, be it a... really, you just need a room. You need some basic facilities. But I think to set up the group, you can start off anywhere. If you're given a bit of leeway and people understand that there's not much funding because it's nominally funded. People will give a few euros a week, and there's some grants available. So people can be generous around that. For a permanent premises, like full-time, I think that's harder to get. But it's not, unreachable for some areas.
Yeah,
so
I was just
it depends on the group.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you're talking there, like I interviewed a lot of ladies there in the ladies' club, and they take out one of the school halls once a week for to have their general meeting. So maybe that's a possibility as well.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Schools, centres, Dublin City Councils have some buildings, there's community premises that, the men up in Clonshock have been meeting in. Originally, we're meeting in a building that was shared by Travact, which was... which is the Travellers Community Project up there, kind of a prefab building, which was working for a while, and they were looking at developing an old school through the parish, but actually it looked like it was too much for them to take on. But since they've been given use of one of the youth projects, Sphere 17, have a number of different, what you call, not modular buildings, but like units where have a lot of facilities in them. So there's one up in Clonshock. So the men are using that now in the mornings, and it's warmer for them and stuff. There's a games room in it. So I think people are very generous towards the men's shed because there's a real feeling that it's helping people's mental health. I mean physical health too, but mental health in terms of the camaraderie and having somewhere to go. And as you said, ladies' clubs are huge in the north central area and the northwest as well, where I'm working now. But in north central, there's a huge amount of ladies' clubs and active retirement groups, but very few groups for men alone. And I think that's what the men's shed is catering for now.
Because I remember going through lots of programs here and near FM over the years, and especially with retired men and the reluctance, because they had been busy obviously working, but even just getting them involved in anything was a enormous a struggle for anybody, whether it's the bowling clubs or bridge clubs or whatever it may be, just to get them active. And it was really hard for them, and that's why the success of the Men's Shed has surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, it has, and I mean, it's you know, there isn't, and I suppose it's there are other, obviously, groups that men can join, and there's art groups and this and that, and a lot of times men will join something where there's a product involved, and that's understandable. They're less likely to want to sit and chat, but actually, with the Men's Sheds, because there's another focus as well, often people can open up in their own way, and I think men are good at opening up when they're not under pressure. And also, you know, they find that it's a break away from what other pressures they have in their life. Now, women will say it's always a men's holiday and stuff like that, but you'd be surprised what people have to
Well, the thing I like about the one thing I like about it, Kieran, as well, is some of the programs I've seen on it. I've seen little snippets of it on different programs. Is the transfer of skills, and especially with young people, young men getting involved. As you say, men your own age getting involved now in their 30s and 40s, that they're learning new skills from the older men, and vice versa.
Yeah,
the older men are learning new technology.
Yeah, it's a great transfer of skills, and as you said, intergenerational kind of. And there's skills that have been lost. I mean, you know, I suppose without categorising sheds, I visited a few, and I noticed some fantastic ones around the country. In terms of just the way it's set up and the productivity and that. But one of the ones I visited that's very commendable is the Drogheda Shed. And again, they were given a premises. But they've set up a kind of a workshop, manufacturing workshop. But not everyone who goes there doesn't have to be a part of it. But they certainly have people who are very skilled. And even in the men's sheds I'm working in, people are bringing their own skills. Like there's a man who is a chef. There's a few carpenters. There's a few people who are good at IT, and they're helping each other to go onto Facebook and stuff like that. Like, you know, the surprising amount of things like paying bills online and that people can be embarrassed to ask, and even to keep up with their grandchildren and their own children. So a lot of the men are up on Facebook now, and that's huge. Then there's photography skills and stuff that, everyday skills that you can kind of, you know, you can improve. And I think because most people are in the same boat, that there'll be something else that they're not good at that they'll ask. It's not a kind of a, you know, you have to do this course and receive a cert. It's more an informal way of
and sometimes it's the best way to learn.
Yeah. I mean, there is. We have had some workshops and some small educational courses, and, you know, some people are more into it than others, like creative writing, and there are options, but just in terms of everyday learning, as you said, it can be a better option to not have a pressurised element to it.
And one of the great things I've noticed as well, Kieran, is music. I mean, some great little groups have come out of them as well, because of different people and different instruments. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and the men from Clonshock, the Priorswood Men's Shed, have recently went on a trip down to Cove for 3 days. Now, about 20 of them went. I wasn't there myself, but I saw some great photos, and they ended up having a great music session because some of them played, and so they had a great few days. And I think it's part of their life that they wouldn't have had before, and I see how they're really dying to go on another trip. So it's amazing how something simple can just take off, I suppose.
Everybody needs human contact, and nobody should be isolated. And we're always talking about, especially with the older people, but it's coming now with young people as well. You can feel rather isolated, and you need that integration with other human beings and learning things. And it's great, as you say, for mental health.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, just to finish off, any information you want to get out there, Kieran?
No, I mean, like, what's going on at the moment in terms of the overall Men's Shed Association is that they're launching this it's a handbook, essentially. I think they're calling it toolkit for, you know, start and finish how to set up a Men's Shed and how to continue to run a Men's Shed. The reason it's only coming out now is because it's taken a few years to get all the best advice and the best practice from different sheds. Now, that's been launched around the country at the moment. The date for Dublin hasn't been set yet, but if people want to check, and now I'll be contacting the groups I know, and groups around the country might already have had their thing. The information, the best information is the Men's Sheds website, which is www.mensheds.ie. That kind of has everything there. You know, I can give my number out, no problem. It's 086-815-0799 if people around the local area have queries. And if not, I can direct them to the person who might be the best for them to, you know, to contact. So really the Men's Sheds .ie website is the best start, and they also have the local lists of names. And so yeah, it's just something people should check out in their local community if they want to. So
okay, thank you very much, Kieran. Been a pleasure talking to
no
you.
Problem.
Congratulations on the project. Terrific. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And that is Kieran Mahoney, and the Services Communications Officer from Dublin City Council. And the Men's Sheds .ie is what you should look up if you're interested in any of that, even just to find out what is going on.